This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, if at any time you want to jump online with us, you can, okay? 1-866-582-9933. Again, stick to the topic, please. We're going to talk about a couple different topics today. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that you can jump over to Before It's News and watch us live right now, a live feed. We're testing the waters over there, friends. We're looking for more power concerning Wi-Fi for a better signal to up the ante, but we'll do that as we see it grow. That's Before It's News. Thank you to Michael Roach over there. You can watch us live over there, or go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can go over there. You can live chat with us. Thank you to my friends over there that are continuously dropping comments concerning the topics, because it helps the show through, and it also helps me basically relate to what's going on the outside. I have the Holy Spirit for that, but it's nice to see it once in a while as well. Again, Sons of Liberty Media or Before It's News, check them out. You can watch us live. Again, if you want to call us at any time, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Now, before I get to a couple topics today, I want to just kind of lay out there what we have done. I said I would gather this information for my listeners just to show you how we are being spent. We always go back to the people that support the ministry, that listen to the ministry, and we show you what we've done. We don't sit and talk about what we're going to do. I know Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision, make it plain, though it tarries, it will surely come to pass, folks. We are the move of God. We are in action. We are showing the world our faith with which worketh by love, by our actions. As George Washington rightly said, deeds, not words. We've been to Florida 3 times this year. 3 times. Did 3 different schools. We did a couple church services and the such. We also been to Ohio 2 times. Just got invited back the up-and-coming year, so we'll be doing that as well. We've been in Michigan. We did a leaders meeting out there. It was interesting to note the people that showed up for that, the gubernatorial candidates and the such. We had the opportunity to speak into their lives in Michigan. Wisconsin, we've been there. Pennsylvania, 3 different places in Pennsylvania, Edinburgh, Philadelphia. And then we went over to New York as well. Minnesota, including doing the Minnesota State Fair for 12 days, 144 hours consecutively. We've been in Tennessee, just got back from doing an event last month from out there, down there actually. I've been into Aberdeen, South Dakota, did an event there. We've been as far east as Cape Cod, as well as far west as San Diego, California. We just got back from Montana just this last weekend. So, not to mention, friends, wherever we go, there is a trail of gospel tracts everywhere we go. Why? Because we are taking the mandate, the commandments of the Lord, seriously, and notice they're not suggestions, they're commandments. If you go to Mark 16:15, he said, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these are the signs that shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils," okay? "They shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover," okay? "And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word, signs following," and confirming the word, signs following. Amen. Why is that? Well, if you go to 1 Corinthians 4:20, it says that we're to find our faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 4:20, the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. And then the other one that I just highlighted, friends, go over to 1 Corinthians 2:5 as well. So, with that said, we're just showing you, friends, faith in action. We are showing you our Christianity. We are showing the world how it is to be unified with the Christ as we preach to the world with our feet. Now, with that said, friends, again, I got much to cover here, but I did want to highlight that because we never ask for support in this ministry outside of what we're already doing. And again, I just highlighted that for you. So changing gears just a little bit, what I want to try to get to today, and I said try, preaching so as to convert nobody. And it's exactly what's being preached here today. This was actually published, promulgated, back in September 7th of 1871 to show you the difference between our forefathers in the Black Robe Regiment and Great Awakening preachers like Jonathan Edwards, Charles Finney, and the such, compared to what you're dealing with in the present. Friends, it's like oil and water. It's like day and night. It's like that which was holy to that which is defiled. Read Ezekiel 44, verse 23, I believe it is. But again, just showing you, friends, the contrast, the stark contrast between then and now, and it shows you the power that these men walked back in during the time of the establishing of this country. And today you can see them doing just the exact opposite. Now, what I want to hit on, friends, before I get to that, if I get to that today, is we have in the state of Minnesota, and rest assured it's happening in your state too, even if you haven't seen the head of it, it's there. We have Attorney General Keith Ellison here in the state of Minnesota. He's the accuser of the innocent, and he's the defender of the guilty. And he's attempting to equate hate to the law that exposes their crimes. You need to think through what I just said. Folks, that information concerning the headline in my last article is enough to convert a soul. It's enough to turn the lights on. Read Isaiah 8:20. Also read Isaiah 51, verse 4 when you get a moment. But again, we have in the state of Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, who left his seat, the 5th District in the state of Minnesota, which is Muslim invaded and infiltrated. Okay, so that made sense as to how we got there. But when he jumped from the 5th seat to the Attorney General, I knew right then and there the fix was on. The fix was in as well, friends. What am I talking about? Am I talking about him being a plant? Oh, there's no question about it. He's a plant, friends. Because the things that he means to do in the state of Minnesota are an act of blatant treason, friends. Read Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. And to put that into perspective, also keep in mind, friends, before reading that, the law of the land is Article 6, Section 2, the U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws. Period. Okay? Not the president, not the Supreme Court, not one of the branches of government, not somebody in local capacity, municipal capacity, or state capacity. The U.S. Constitution is the end all, friends. That is the supreme law of the land, and I'm going to use that law to come back to show you the crimes of Attorney General Keith Ellison. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong." The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The end of the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting into over 117 cities across the United States of America, as well as into 53 different countries. Thank you again for making us the number one and number two radio show. Wanted to let you know that you can check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Google is definitely censoring us, friends, suppressing our information. There's a reason for that. It's information that's telling you, the people, information they don't want you to know. And it's the information that the CIA media, mainstream media controlled, by the way, friends, is blocking from your view. They don't want you to have the answers, friends. They mean to control you. Therefore, they must desensitize you and dummy you down. Read Hosea 4:6 when you get a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Also wanted to let you know you can go over to Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. Bradley Dean just posted a brand new video exposing CARE, the Terror Tide subversive organization who somehow or another is given a free hand in the United States of America. But that should come as no wonder, friends, because it's you that have been under attack since September 11th. Also keep in mind there's over 35 jihadi camps in the United States of America that we know of right now. How come nobody's talking about that, friends? Because they don't want you to. They're diverting your attention away onto the clowns in the circus of politics. And the American people are drinking the Kool-Aid. You have to wake up, and that's what my job is to wake you up. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Can also check us out on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. They're doing the same thing to us, friends. They're shadow banning Facebook, doing the same things, friends. They're shadow banning. We have these campaigns where we're beginning to see the numbers reverse now, going backwards, yet our radio affiliates are flourishing like crazy business. This has been the busiest year of ministry. So we see the more that they attack us, the more they suppress us, the more we're growing, friends. So with that said, and that's under understanding the cross of Jesus Christ. The preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish, but to us that believe, it's the power of God unto salvation. Had they known, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. See how that works, friends? All politics aimed at the church ends in self-destruction, said that great awakening preacher George Whitefield, and how right on was he? The Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. Who said that? That dictator wannabe, Bonaparte, friends. I mean, folks, the enemies know this, but they have to first get into it and find out the hard way, and then they lose their soul. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? How many people have had to learn the hard way to figure out, before they figured out, that the Lord meant what he said? Now, the Bible says that he desires that all come to the knowledge of the truth, that they might be saved, because the Bible also tells us that he has no desire in the death of the wicked. Friends, I'm making an appeal to you. You need to put yourself in the mirror of God's moral law and understand that you have violated his law. And it's his desire to save you through his son, Jesus Christ, on his terms. Meet him there. Kiss the son, lest you perish. Psalm 2. Kiss the son. That means meet him on his terms. Okay? I want to get back to this, but I want to give you the number one more time. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Attorney General Keith Ellison. Now, for those that did not know, did you know he has a Muslim name? Muhammad Hakim. And did you also know, by the way, this is crazy. This is like dealing with Barack Hussein Obama all over again, friends. Over the years, Ellison operated under names including Keith E. Hakim, Keith X. Ellison, and Keith Ellison Muhammad. I'm not kidding you. You can't make this up. Just like you couldn't make it up concerning that criminal foreign sodomite, Barack Hussein Obama, who's been given a free hand to attack at will continuously, still to this day. Working on the behest of who? None other than the likes of George Soros. Folks, their father, the devil. There's no truth in them. He's a murderer. He has been from the beginning. And that's who their daddy is. Okay, just so you know. No matter what they call themselves, Marxist, authoritarian, totalitarianism, Democrats, Republicans, friends, you know them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16. Let me get to this topic. Keith Ellison, the Attorney General in the state of Minnesota, and I know that you're listening to me right now, Minneapolis-St. Paul, accuser of the innocent, that's what he is. He's an accuser of the innocent. He's an accuser of the brethren, friends. Read Revelations 12:10. Okay? He's a defender of the guilty, feebly, he is, because the people in Minnesota are awake to his schemings. Attempting to equate hate to the law, it's important that you understand that when they say hate the homosexuals, the Muslims, or any other subversive group working against the laws of our Constitution, when they say it's hate, they want you to believe the law that exposes their crime is hate. Okay? And this is why you never see the conservatives of the day making reference to moral law found in Exodus 20 or constitutional law, because then they're done. They got to go get a real job, okay? I want to work myself out of a job, friends, because it's my job that sheep beget sheep, right? And this is what we want to do. Accuser of the innocent, Keith Ellison. Defender of the guilty, feebly, Keith Ellison. Attempting to equate hate to the law that exposes their crimes. Now, has anybody out there heard of taqiyya? That is deception and lying in Islam, okay? It's precautionary dissimulation, a false covering, or a denial of religious belief, okay? And until they have your back so they can stab it openly. That's what this is, friends. Now, as many know, in the state of Minnesota, we have a brand new attorney general, and his name is, again, Keith Ellison. His Muslim name is Muhammad Hakim. And again, over the years, Ellison has operated under the aliases of Keith E. Hakim, okay, Keith X. Ellison, and Keith Ellison Muhammad. Now, why would he do that if he's forthright and he operates in a transparent manner, friends? Enough said, okay? Now, I know that there are many that say and have said, how stupid can Minnesotans be? But in reply, I say, not that stupid, because there are many at the grassroots level in the state of Minnesota and otherwise who are very aware of what is happening here in the state of Minnesota. Even the guy that ran Doug Wardlow, I talked to him on the phone in a private conversation, and he ran against Keith Ellison. Okay? Just for the record, this is not coming to us hearsay. It's from person to person, okay? Directly from the source. But I want you to know that people are not stupid in the state of Minnesota concerning what's going on here. Minnesotans are also very aware of the voter fraud taking place in the state, as well as the tactics being played out behind closed doors and even open doors. As a matter of fact, Mr. Keith Ellison, Muhammad Hakim, is trying to round up people in the St. Cloud University through a Marxist initiative, friends. He's trying to raise them up, indoctrinating them, trying to play the hero. And it's interesting, I had a friend that just went to one of the meetings the other day, and he said that the Somalians were just, he said they were just all over him, falling all over Keith Ellison. Now, just keep that in mind, what I just said, because I'm going to expose that in just a moment, okay? But I was just highlighting voter fraud. This is happening all across the United States. I'm telling you what's happening here in the state of Minnesota, okay? There's major voter fraud taking place. As a matter of fact, it's been accredited to that of the dictatorial, tyrannical communist Joseph Stalin, who said, people that cast the votes don't decide an election. The people who count the votes do, okay? Read John 8:44. Now, concerning the new attorney general in the race, the end results were, listen carefully, Ellison, 1,249,407. Doug Wardlow with 1,150,459. And all of this with a total of, check this out, 42,400 to 55,200 Muslims in the state. Do the math. Just doesn't add up, does it, friends? Friends, we know that the Muslims support Keith Ellison and Ilhan Omar. But there's no way that the state of Minnesota, as a matter of fact, if you look at the results, it's red. Very few pieces were blue. That is not an over exaggeration, and I am not sensationalizing it in any sense of the word. I could drive down the street right now and say, what do you think of the new attorney general? I don't know. I didn't vote for him. People can't stand the man in the state of Minnesota. As a matter of fact, so much so that the police, they didn't endorse him. They denounced him. Okay? That's a fact. We also know that Keith Ellison is also a cop killer supporter. That's a fact. We also know that he is a tax evader. That's a fact. This is all information that we know to be true here, friends. Okay? Furthermore, people must understand that the same media that 94% of you do not believe in, and rightly so, are also in full operation here in the state of Minnesota, attempting to give cover for them that are, in fact, conspiring against the people in the state of Minnesota. Okay? Now, again, just hold tight with me, friends, because this is just the beginning of, are you kidding me? What I'm going to share with you next, and over the next couple segments, I can't make it up. This is what's happening in the state of Minnesota, and rest assured, it's happening because it's being condoned from the top in Washington, D.C. Read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is reacting to the U.S. Department of Labor releasing the October jobs report that shows growth was stronger than anticipated.
The president's economic agenda is working. Everything that he's doing is working. Adding 128,000 jobs in the month of October is fantastic. And since he's taken office, we've added almost 7 million jobs to this country.
Acting Director of Citizenship and Immigration Services Ken Cuccinelli says Democrats will not be able to stop the border wall from being built.
The president has already put himself in a great position in terms of building the wall. The congressional, you know, smash up over the continuing resolution that is going to end up sometime in November, maybe into December, depending, won't affect wall building because the money's already there.
Cuccinelli speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I just wanted to let you know, now you heard during the break again, just countering the lies that are being inundated upon the American people. I want you to understand how you've been told that through this brand new administration, and I've done this with every administration in all fairness, they constantly talk about how much better the economy is doing, yet the debt ceiling is increasing like crazy, administration after administration. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump has already added $4 trillion to the national debt. But what do they tell you? Look, there's been over 7 million jobs that have been created under Donald Trump. But did they tell you about the $4 trillion that's been added to your national debt? Of course not. Folks, they don't want to tell you the truth of the matter because they don't want you to respond to their corruption. Okay? I'm just here to tell you the truth. All of you, the truth. Okay? And furthermore, let me ask you a question before I get back to this. Since when has it become government's job to create jobs? I can't find that. Their job is to get out of the way. Again, the three purposes of government is what? To restrain men from transgressing God's moral law. Okay? That's a fact. To make reference in condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Okay? And thirdly, what's the third thing? To maintain order. What are they doing? They're creating disorder, friends, because they want to create chaos so they can bring in a new order. That's what's happening in your country. And again, this is conservative news telling you this kind of stuff. And you got to beware, because we're called again, friends, to tell the truth. We're not called to compromise with those that are fraternizing or doing the opposite of what they're reporting to us that they're doing. But that's exactly what's happening. So anyways, I just wanted to highlight that. I listen to the commercials, and I want people to stay abreast as to what's really happening in their country. They are enslaving our children, friends, as they are making millions inside of governmental positions. I should do a show on that. I did it probably about 4 or 5 months ago. Should do another one, friends. It shows you they go in, they're broke. They make $174,400 a year. And before you know it, in a couple of years, they accumulate to be what? Guess what? Millionaires. I mean, you should check out Daryl Issa like crazy money, friends. Same thing with Nancy Pelosi. They got the inside on inside trading, friends. They're capitalizing off the people they're supposed to be working for. And they're betraying you, America, is what they're doing. So anyways, let's get back to this. Sons of LibertyMedia.com just did a brand new article, friends, called Attorney General Keith Ellison, accuser of the innocent, defender of the guilty. He's attempting to equate hate to the law that exposes their crimes. That's what good communists do. That's what good Marxists do, friends. That's what good disciples of the devil do. Okay? They lie. And it's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what Keith Ellison is doing here in the state of Minnesota. Now, I want to get back to this because I've already exposed voter fraud in the state of Minnesota. Okay? There's a video up here for you, too, as well. We played it on a radio in the past, but you should watch the video where a guy that actually set these voting machines to go in the favor of whoever they wanted to go in favor of. And notice it's always, you know, 49% to 51%. Folks, that's all a bunch of baloney. I've already proved to you concerning Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton when her presidential campaign kicked off in Iowa. There was 22 people that showed up. Of the 22, 14 of them were the media to continuously lie to the people that you might believe that she actually has the support that she doesn't have. Okay? And they wanted to put her up as an arch enemy to that of Donald Trump, who does have the support of the American people. Come on, friends. Think. And you got to ask the question, why would they drive all that support to Donald Trump? What's the difference? Where's the justice? Friends are asking all over the country, where's the justice that Trump promised? Where's the swamp that he promised to drain? Folks, it's the same thing I've been hitting since day one. What's the difference between Hillary and Donald? You have to answer it. Because if he was the real deal, he would have brought forth judgment a long time ago, and he has failed to do that. I know all of you Trump followers and idolizers, I know that you're all saying, just give him a chance. He needs more time. Well, it's interesting because Barack Hussein Obama started attacking who we were the very first day. So don't give me none of your garbage and your excuses that you're hiding behind. You're hiding behind the man that you hope does something for you because you're too impotent and unwilling and spineless to do it for yourselves. You are the government, friends. These are your representatives, period. So let's get back to this, folks. I highlighted the fact of voter fraud in the state of Minnesota. It's happening all over the country. Folks, look at the numbers. Sometimes the numbers even outweigh what's even available. Okay. We also highlighted that 94% of Americans don't believe the media. I've highlighted that, friends, and I said in operation here in Minnesota, they are busy giving cover for them that are, in fact, conspiring against the people of Minnesota. No doubt about that. It's also important for people to understand that without the mainstream media's propaganda outlets attempting to breathe life into their agendas, friends, you need to understand they're completely lifeless and without any credibility or support from the people that they claim to be speaking on the behalf of. Notice how the media says, you know, 50%, they create these polls, they say 50% are for and, 50% are against. Baloney, friends, it's always dividing the people against another. That's not what law does. The law separates the righteous from the unrighteous, right? The law abiders from the criminals. That's the purpose of the law, is to condemn the crime, right? And to protect the innocent. But that's not what we're seeing here. Now, this is important that you catch this. I've highlighted in the past that for 18 years, U.S. government and mainstream media claimed that we were under attack by Muslims. That's nobody can deny that. Now they're covering for Muslims when they attack Americans. That's a fact. Controlled puts the microphone and cameras up to the face of Ilhan Omar, Kerr, Keith Ellison, Rashida Tlaib, Linda Sarsour, or any other Muslim that's attempting to conquer we the people. Isn't it interesting how the media is right there to put the microphones right up to their mouths because they want you to believe that somehow now they have the upper hand as to what's going on in this country. No, friends, repent. Get into the plan here, okay? Acts 20, verse 21, and keep the commandments of the Lord. If you truly love him, I shouldn't have to tell you that. Now, I'm talking about, this is the importance, and I'm going line upon line, precept upon precept, that I went to a meeting with my kids. I took them to St. Cloud State University, and it was interesting to note that Ilhan Omar was the guest speaker at this Islamophobia meeting, again, at a local college. And just to show you that there's no support, when I got there was probably about 50 people in the room. A majority of them were Muslims. The speakers that they had up on the panel, it was just, there was no life to this meeting whatsoever. But the media is right there to blow it up like everybody was there and everybody was in support of Ilhan Omar. Not true at all. I was there. I have the hat. I have the T-shirt, friends. This is how the media operates, okay? So when I'm there, you know, they're just doing their thing. And then at the end of the meeting, I'm telling you what, it was like going to a funeral. It really was. And then it was her turn to talk, Ilhan Omar. Folks, there's no better way to say it. Here, I'll say it out loud for you so you can hear me real clear. Stupid is a box of rocks. Notice every time she talks, she's got to have a script in front of her or a teleprompter in front of her. And she can barely say what needs to be said then. Stupid as a box of rocks. And I kid you negative. I expected more, to be quite honest with you. But what's interesting, friends, is when she talked, that's all she did was say, she didn't have a teleprompter. She didn't know what to say. Right? It was like a kid in a detention center in a school that did something in school during the day that she had to go to the detention. And it was like she was talking back and forth with one of her 15-year-old friends, screening and scanning her phone. There was nothing there. There was no substance, no pith, no marrow. And I'm not demeaning her. No, she's doing that all by herself. She is doing what she is told to do, period. She is being groomed, period. And no matter what, friends, you can call it what you want to call it, but this president does nothing knowing the subversive organizations and the terror-tied organizations that Ilhan Omar and Keith Ellison and Rashida Tlaib and Linda Sarsour and folks, that's just the tip of the iceberg. And care organizations, folks, he does nothing but slam them. He doesn't prosecute them. He doesn't bring forth the DOJ to deal with these people. And you know as well as I do, folks, these people are in the United States of America. Again, not to assimilate. If they're wearing their garb, they are not here to assimilate. They are here to conquer. Mustafa Carroll said, a care organizer out of Houston, Texas, said, hey, listen, if we're practicing Muslims, we're above the law. Do you understand what you're dealing with, friends? This isn't an issue that you can run from. Just so you know, Numbers 32:23, your sin is finding you out. Judgment is in America because the people refuse to keep the commandments of the Lord. Just ask Sodom and Gomorrah, just so you know. Folks, Ilhan Omar has not the support. She didn't have the support. She's an empty outfit, is what she is. And she's doing what the teleprompter and teleprompter tells her to do. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. She's also calling on the United Nations to intervene in the United States of America. What else do you need, America? And right now, I am highlighting Attorney General Keith Ellison, the Marxist, the criminal, the tax evader, the cock killer supporter. Folks, the criminal in so many different ways, who did not win because of the voters in the state of Minnesota. This we know is a fact, friends. That is at the local college in St. Cloud, Minnesota tomorrow, friends, where they're trying to divert anybody away from filming the event. He's trying to raise these kids up as being good little Marxists. Good little lawbreakers, friends. And I'm here to tell you the opposite. So we're going to come back to this right after this break. I got a question for you before I take this break. How many times does the mainstream media need to get caught lying before Americans realize what they're dealing with? Only you can answer that. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment. I'm just highlighting Muhammad Hakim. That's Keith Ellison. They want you to believe that all the people in the state of Minnesota voted him into power. Absolutely not. Not true at all. There is a massive grassroots movement developing here in the state of Minnesota where people have just had it with this guy. He's being exposed at every given turn. It's interesting. The media is here to give him cover every time he opens up his mouth. And, again, nothing new here. I just asked a question right before the last segment ended. How many times does the mainstream media need to get caught lying before Americans realize what they're dealing with? It's criminal. Folks, it's criminal, period. Because I don't know of a single person that wants to see the state handed off to those that mean to destroy it. But this is what Keith Ellison means to do. By the way, again, I said this earlier. I wasn't making this up. But Keith Ellison is a tax evader. He's a cop killer supporter. I told you that he was denounced in the state of Minnesota by the police. That's a fact. He's a known woman abuser nationally, and he's also tear-tied funded and connected. And somehow the people in the state of Minnesota decided to vote Attorney General Keith Ellison into power? I don't think so, friends. Did you also know that he means to bring into Minnesota a 300% increase of Somalians? You want to know why he's doing it? Mark my words. He's doing it for a gubernatorial run. He wants to bring in as many Somalians into the state of Minnesota so he can keep going up the political ladder, friends. Okay? And I want to I do want to reiterate the point that when he left the 5th district in his seat in that district as a congressman and he jumped over to the attorney general position, he could have lost that seat. So in other words, friends, he knew all the well that the fix was in to get him into power, especially against the guy that he ran against. His dad's very well respected, so is he. But for some reason or another, he just didn't fit it. Like, let me say it like this way, friends. And I'm being kind of, I'm kind of being a street punk right now in my talk, my vernacular. As if to suggest that Minnesotans are going to support a cop killer as the top cop in the state of Minnesota. Folks, come on, give me a break. But this is what they want you to believe that everybody in the state of Minnesota wants. No, that's what the media does. They want to act like they're speaking on your behalf. No, they are not. No, they are not. Hey, folks, the people in the state of Minnesota don't want a tax evader, cop killer, supporter, a woman abuser, and a terror-tied individual as their attorney general, like that of Keith Ellison. And they surely don't want to bring in a 300% increase of Somalians into the state of Minnesota. Okay? I don't know anybody in the state of Minnesota advocating for that. And by the way, it's going to happen in your state too. And what I'm telling you right now, you can go ahead and write it down because what I'm telling you exposes them every step of the way. I got an article here on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Cop killer supporter Keith Ellison calls cops to protect him from female journalist armed with a mic and a camera. Laura Loomer wrote that. The DNC co-chair Congressman Keith Ellison and Michigan candidates top 2017-2018 terror-funded money list. You think people in the United States want a guy like this in any capacity of government? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I have the video of his abuser on CBS, Karen Monahan, telling you what he did to her. And then when he was running for the attorney general, she tells you what he did. He tried to get together with her and asked if she was going to keep tweeting and telling the public about what he did to her. Okay? And then, of course, he gets on the cameras and he lies. But again, friends, Muslims do this. Taqiya. Deception and lying in Islam is permissible. You know what? I praise God. My God doesn't accept that. Okay? He's not a man that he should lie, and he's definitely not telling his kids to lie. He's telling his kids to keep his commandments, okay? And he supplies the power by grace to do so. Folks, do you realize, oh, by the way, Keith Ellison also said other women may also come up and accuse me of abuse. There was. Carmichael, I believe her last name was. She moved to England because she was afraid of Keith Ellison and the men that he has around him. She said that they're dangerous. Oh, of course they're dangerous. But the question is why are they there? Where's the FBI? Folks? Where are those that are to hold him accountable? And I'm putting the mirror on myself. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm holding him accountable. I want people to know what he's doing. Furthermore, what he's doing is treasonous, and it's clearly illegal as to what he's attempting to do here in the state. Read 8 U.S. Code. If you go to Sons of Liberty Media and you actually go to the article, it's a hot link, so you can just tap onto it and we'll bring you right to it. But it's 8 U.S. Code 1424. Read it. It's treason. This should also come as no surprise to anyone considering Keith's betrayal of his professed Christian faith to that of Islam. He's a Judas. He was raised a Christian in Indiana, friends. Just like that of Judas, betrays the Son of Man with a kiss. Went from a child of the Spirit, which he was never born of, to the child of the flesh. Isaac and Ishmael, friends. And what does the child of the flesh do to the child of the Spirit? He persecutes him. That's exactly what I'm highlighting, friends. Keith Ellison, accuser of the innocent, defender of the guilty, attempting to equate hate to the law that exposes crime. It's also interesting to note that Keith Ellison, just to show you the conspiracy here, it's also interesting to note that Keith Ellison has the full support of the governor in the state, as well as the first sodomite sheriff in the history of Minnesota. Sound a little conspiratorial yet? Oh, it just happened that way. You just keep going on in your deception, friends. How's that working out for you? Okay? If Keith isn't feebly attempting to defend Louis Farrakhan, then his sidekick, Minnesota CARE director and Minnesota governor's transition board member, Jelani Hussein, is attempting to create Christians to be what only the devil can produce. You heard me right. Keith Ellison, sonsoflibertymedia.com, defends Louis Farrakhan. Wow. Many people believe Farrakhan had everything in the world to do with Malcolm X getting executed. Matter of fact, he even blurted it out of his own mouth one time, and his daughter confronted him on live TV. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Keith Ellison said of Louis Farrakhan, he had something to offer. The people in any state in our union want him as the attorney general? I don't think so, friends. Speaking of Jelani Hussein in Minnesota here, Minnesota's CARE, right, director, I went to one of his meetings. Again, about 30 people showed up for this one at the college again, friends, because they don't want people to protest them. The last meeting they had with the FBI and others, I'll highlight that in a moment, it was shut down because the people in the state of Minnesota got together and protested the meeting. They shut it down. And then you know what they said? They were afraid for their safety. Oh, just hang on a second, friends. Just hang on a second. Jelani Hussein, Minnesota's CARE director, he tried to link white Christian Protestants to the KKK. No, Jelani, that's a lack of Christianity, brother. You should know better than that. But, of course, you know exactly what you're doing because you and Keith are joined at the hip. People in the state of Minnesota aren't stupid, guys, just so you know. But believe it or not, in all of the people to be doing so, Keith Ellison, right, is busy trying to create criminals out of you law abiders and law abiders into criminals. Okay? Yes, you heard me right. And that, again, of all the people to be doing so. Keith Ellison kept breaking traffic laws. That's out there. You can read the article, giving you factual information. Keith claims that he wants to end hate crimes, not realizing, of course, that all crime is motivated by hate. So in order for him to do that, he needs to create the hater and the victim. Read 1 John 3:12. And in his confusion, Keith went so far as to expose himself as the accuser by making reference to this, friends, no credibility whatsoever, making reference to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Anybody know what Mark Potok, director of intelligence at Southern Poverty Law Center, said? In his confusion, he told the world exactly what that subversive organization is all about. He said, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. But I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. That's illegal, America. They want you to believe that they have the law on their side. No, they do not. And again, what, of course, Keith Ellison is doing in Minnesota is attempting to create law abiders, Hebrews 8:10, that expose the crimes of lawbreakers, Romans 3:20 and 1 John 3:4, into enemies of the state. All approved, friends, by federal governments. And if it wasn't, then why have they not been condemned? Why have they not been removed? Now, apparently, Keith Ellison, Governor Tim Walz, and the media, and them that are tied together, they're overlooking the crimes and criminals of them that they mean to protect. Friends, I'm going to pick this up tomorrow, and I'm going to go through this whole thing, and I want to highlight the crimes being committed against Minnesotans by those that have been brought into America that have not assimilated but are continuously attempting to conquer. Love you by what we do. See ya.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.